If you hear the music, you know what's coming next. Dave Spano, president and CEO of Annex Wealth Management, host of Money Talk, heard Saturday mornings here on WTMJ. Good morning, Dave Spano.
Good morning. No golf today. A little too much rain.
Yeah, we need the rain, though, Dave. It'll soften up those screens and those approach shots. You know this. You're a big golfer.
I'm a golfer. I'm not a big golfer.
You're not a big guy, but you love golf.
Yes, sir.
All right, so every time I think we're coming back out of this, whatever this was for the last year and a half, whatever this depression is, recession, depression's too harsh, recession, slowdown, downturn, now we're talking about what, double dip recession? Walk me through this.
Yeah, so, you know, there's the term of a recession, obviously most people know, is two back-to-back quarters of negative GDP. Now, that was changed, even though we had back-to-back quarters of GDP last year, because it was a strong job market. And so they said, you know, one of the things that this arbiter who calls it a recession said we didn't have is a strong job market, but we do know we had back-to-back GDP. What we like to look at is really earnings, Steve. I mean, what did the earnings reports do? And if you look at, for example, small caps, their earnings were down 37%, and certainly over a number of quarters. So there was certainly an earnings recession, and that of course preceded a downturn in the market. But, you know, look where we are. Since October of last year, for example, the NASDAQ is up significantly. In 2023 alone, Steve, the NASDAQ is up 29%. That could be the best year if this continues since 1983. So significant rally from the bottoms in October.
That's where some of this stuff drives me nuts, because as we can talk about earnings maybe dropping, and there's some idea out there that second quarter corporate profits are set for a big drop since the start of the pandemic. But there's also success stories. There's sectors that are doing very well. So how do you overjudge one side versus the other when you're talking about ultimately a recession, double dip, whatever it is?
Right. So, you know, do we have a double dip, you know, or are we in the eye of the storm right now? I think this is a really good point. Did we have a rally here? And then, of course, the Fed's actions are trying to slow down the economy. And does that happen into 2024 now? Did they kick that can down the road? And you have to ask yourself some political questions at that point. Will the Fed Reserve do that as we're heading into a presidential election next year? That's hard to believe. And did we skate it? I mean, you'll remember that I said 6 months ago or more, there's a possibility that we might get away with this thing, that we could get a soft landing, despite that 90% of some of these economists had said that it's a foregone conclusion. So we could get a double dip in earnings. So we'll have to see the earnings reports, which are going to start here in early July, and how these companies come out. But there may be some significant gains, especially in the technology sector. Just think about NVIDIA, Intel, AMD, you know, some of these companies that were driving the success over the last number of months. So we're going to watch it closely. Hopefully this is not the eye of the storm as we head into the second half of the year, but there's certainly a lot of people who got caught flat-footed, and I'm talking about investors who left the market, who tried to time the market, who went to cash, and now they missed a rally.
Dave, my question for you is, I mean, we've been talking, and we talk every now and then about the Gen Z and the Gen Xers and things like that. What are you seeing mindset-wise when it comes to these different generations as to what their feeling is when it comes to, you know, saving, 401k, are they living by the moment? Are they saving stuff? What's the difference between us and them?
Yeah, us and them. So I would have to say that the baby boomers, you know, which were obviously spenders for a significant amount of time and then tried to catch up. And so a lot of them have saved significantly over the term. And some, frankly, Carol, are not spending the money. So we have clients who have done very well and have all of this money saved up, and they're still not spending. They're still, you know, clipping coupons. So, but the inverse of that is, I do think that the younger generation understands. I mean, they don't get a lot of credit for being astute, but I think they are. The people that we talk to, especially the people who work here, really get it. And so I think there's, like anything else, there's a bifurcation in those groups. There's a group that really get it. They understand it. They're taking advantage, especially of their 401k plans, pre-tax money with companies that match. They continue to pound away at it. And then, of course, there's some people who just don't get it, who are spending at the moment. So I think a generalization of an entitled entire generation is difficult to do, Carol. I will tell you, each and every client that we sit down with, we talk to them. We had a young, really young person who came in the other day, and we just talked through, you know, 101 with them, and they were coming into a big check, and they get it. So they go, they can't spend everything. They can't go out and buy Rolexes and boats and so on. So they have to go out and do those things, and I do think that the Gen Z does not get enough credit, Carol.
I got to be honest with you, because I'm kind of in that one group of people that I've saved and saved and saved and saved and saved, but I know a lot of people that are like me that I feel weird about spending it because I'm worried right. about not having enough because life's, you know, we are living longer and longer, you right. know, and I panic a little bit.
Right. And so, you know, what we do with every client, Carol, is we go through and we stress test it. Like you would go and get a heart stress test. We financial stress test every client. And so we go through and say, well, what if this happened? And what if we had a significant downturn for a long period of time? What would that look like? Would you have to change some things? And I can tell you, having seen, you know, several recessions over my career, despite we do these Monte Carlo simulations, what does it look like? What are their extremes? And people can operate within those extremes. And then they get it. And the other thing, Carol, is people do make modifications. There is this social moves that they make and economic moves that they make to adjust their portfolios. And maybe they don't go out as much. Maybe they don't, you know, buy $7 coffees and so on. So people make those investor moves as well. I would say, Carol, make sure that your portfolio and, more importantly, your financial plan has been stress tested, that if something goes down or something changes significantly over a long period of time, what would that look like? But more importantly, we've all heard this rule of thumb, you know, 3.5% to 4% sustainable withdrawal rates. That means 4% of your portfolio. That generally stands up even with the interest rate regime that we're in right now.
David Spano, President and CEO of Annex Wealth Management. I love when the fans have questions. This one from the old National Bank talking text line. Does Dave anticipate a consumer slowdown when student loan repayments resume? I think it's September. They put August.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's at the Supreme Court right now, so we'll have to see. I mean, we do think that you know, everyone has an opinion, but that the Supreme Court is going to disallow, and then the people are going to have to start paying some of those loans back. But there's no doubt that that's going to take money out of their pockets. And if that happens, you know, you probably will see an adjustment to their spending habits because it's, you know, $300 or whatever it is a month. That could be significant. You know, maybe there'd be less money in restaurants and bars and events, and so there could be a significant change. We are going to watch it, but we do anticipate when that happens that there will be a slowdown in economic activity from that generation.
Hey, Dave, just quickly on a personal note, I want to tell you this is my last Monday with Steve, so I want to just say it's been a pleasure working with you.
Carol, let me just tell you, we're going to miss you, and you have been a professional and really appreciate all of the time that you have spent with us, so I wish you the best, and hopefully we can run into each other and have a cocktail soon.
Hey, I'm all in. I'm all
right,
in.
Sounds good.
Well, hopefully
sounds
I get invited good. To that.
Does Steve? Wait, hold on, Carol. Is Steve coming to this cocktail soirée?
Well, who do you think's going to pay for it?
Oh, there you go. Me. That's who's going to pay for it. No, I'm paying.
Come on,
I'm
Spano
buying.
Pays
I'm
for that.
Buying.
No, but it's been lovely. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Carol. I appreciate everything.
All right. Lots more to talk about. We'll do it next Monday, every Monday, 10:35. Of course, his show on Saturdays, Money Talk, right here in WTMJ. Thanks, Dave Spano.
Okay. See you guys.